Yeah, and a warm welcome to you if you're here for the very first time. I tell you, it's good to see you here, and God's going to bless you beyond measure. I was reading this morning with my wife in the Our Daily Bread. The reading was 1 John 4, but what it said was this: in everything, we look for pleasant ways of serving God, writes 16th century believer Teresa of Avila. She reflects on the many ways we seek to stay in control through easier, more pleasant methods than total surrender to God. We tend to slowly, tentatively, and even reluctantly grow to trust him with all of ourselves. And so, Teresa confesses, even as we measure out our lives to you a bit at a time, we must be content to receive your gifts drop by drop until we have surrendered our lives wholly to you. Isn't that powerful? I hope you receive that this morning. Today I want to speak about a man of honor, or at least look into the prayer he prayed. And so do share with me in this, and different ones at different points of the prayer will come and read a prayer for me. So it's great. So if you've got a Bible, you might want to turn to 1 Chronicles. I remember in 1979, I was about six, no, perhaps I was a bit older than that. In 1979, I was pastoring a church, and I was reading through the Bible every year, and I got to Chronicles, and you get to that time of the year when you think, oh, goodness me, can I skip this? And I felt the Lord saying, no, press on, press through the desert. And I did, and I found an oasis in the desert, and this was it. And this wonderful, wonderful truth of that God shares with us in his word. Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. Just leave that one off for the moment. His mother had named him Jabez, saying, I will give birth to him in pain. Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my border, and that your hand might be with me, and that you would keep me from harm, so that it might not bring me pain. And God granted what he asked. Isn't that a great prayer to pray? Has anybody ever prayed that prayer? If you've not done, you can do it now. So if you put on the next slide, let's say some of the prayer together. He's talking to the God of Israel. Let's say it together. Oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me, and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. Wow, this is amazing. You do not realize it, but God wants to bless you more than you could ever imagine. His heart is so big, our God is so big, and his love is so great. And we have a vision of enlargement. He wants to enlarge your heart today. And I remember last year in January speaking on the wells in the Old Testament, and the Philistines had filled the wells up with stones and bric-a-brac and all sorts of rubbish. And they had to be removed if they were going to drink the water again. Sometimes we need to have remove things from our hearts to receive the blessing that God has for us. But the whole story about Jabez is summed up in the Bible. It's only mentioned once. He was born, he prayed, and God heard his prayer. This genealogical record was written by Ezra after the Babylonian exile of God's people. Jabez, in a single phrase added to his lineage, demonstrated how to pray God's will over our lives so we can all learn today. If you say the Lord's Prayer on a regular basis, fantastic. Don't say this in a parrot fashion. Say it with understanding and meaning and with depth, because it's a very deep prayer. The person, a little bit about his background, if we can go to the next slide and see this man, Jabez. You didn't realize they had photographs in those days, but there he is, Jabez. Jabez the person, a bit of an introduction. It's a massive subject. I haven't got time to fully give it Anyway, God blessed Jabez, not with prosperity in return for his prayers, but with provision for the will of the will God wished to execute through his life. We need to pray this prayer, friends, because God wants to bless us beyond our wildest dreams. And don't read it as a prayer for private blessings. It's not about you, me, me, me. It's not that kind of a prayer. It's about you and the blessing of God on your life so that you will know the will of God and you'll find yourself in the center of God's will and you'll find yourself blessing others as God has blessed you. So thank God for him. He was so blessed, this guy. They named a town after him called Jabez, seen in chapter 2, verse 55. That's because he diligently studied, as one commentator says, and obeyed the law and prayerfully trusted God to direct his life. In fact, the city where the scribes lived was named after Jabez due to his knowledge of the law. His legacy lasted on into Ezra's pen because of the many disciples he left behind, the clans of scribes who lived at Jabez. Jabez isn't like us. You need to go back 3,000 years or 2,500 years and think what it was like in those days. No mobile phones, no internet, no PowerPoint, no churches like this. But there was a lot of poverty, and this nation had been under the judgment of God. You know, God judges sin in the Old Testament. And you know, God judges sin in the New Testament as well. He's a judicious God. He is a loving God, but he's judicious as well. And we've got to understand that. But when you pray, begin by acknowledging who God is. Let's go to the next slide and let's see what that one says. Anybody heard of this guy, Max Lucado? We did some Bible studies through his ministry. And in his book, Facing Your Giants, he writes, two types of thoughts continually vie for your attention. One proclaims God's strengths. The other lists your failures. Today, I'm going to proclaim God's strengths to you. Don't list your failures. Let's put them under the blood of Jesus. Bring them to the cross. Think of the naked splendor of the cross of Calvary and come to the foot of the cross and leave your failures at the cross. Jesus died that you might overcome and be strong. And the prayer, let's look at the next slide. We see the prayer. We see its wholehearted devotion to lay our desires and needs at his feet, knowing that he will set us on the right path. We are to pray faithfully, personally, and together, as we learned last week, as I spoke on Jesus whipping up a storm, as he cleansed the temple. Has your temple been cleansed? Have we as a church, have we been cleansed in the precious blood of Jesus today? It says in the New International Encyclopedia of Bible characters, he discovered that ordinary, personal, everyday needs can be brought to God. He cried out and God granted him his request. Bring your need. Prove this to be true. I have, and I hope we'll have some testimonies at the end, one-liners of how God has met your need, how he answered your prayer. I don't want long sermons, just short testimonies to the goodness of God. It's important we establish and maintain a daily prayer life. Jabez was not using this prayer as a formula to get something from God. Rather, he was calling upon God to help him accomplish the promises of God. God's got promises all over your life. He's got promises all over this church, for this church, and into your life, and into our lives together. And if you're here for the first time, you can benefit from the blessings and the promises of God on this church. You're already sensing it. The peace of God, the contentment that God gives, the joy in the house and the presence of God. How can I pray like Jabez, you might ask? Well, what we do with the Old Testament prayers and Old Testament truths and doctrines, we bring them through the cross and we begin to understand from the apostles of the New Testament what that means. And a lot of people just go to the Old Testament, they forget there's a New Testament. You can't just take a text out of context because it becomes a pretext. So let us make sure we listen to what God's saying. And through Jude, we hear God's word as infallible revelation. He says, but you, beloved, building yourselves up in your most holy faith and praying in the Holy Spirit. Isn't that good? Pray in the Holy Spirit, friends. Pray in the Holy Spirit. It's the best way to pray. It's the best way to get answers for your life and for your ministry. James says this. You do not have because you do not ask. This is like simple. This is simple. You do not have because you do not ask. A disciplined life of biblical prayer keeps you in constant touch with God and reliant on Him more than our own grasp to solve the situation, to resolve something, to achieve something. Don't try and do things in your own strength. Pray everything in Jesus' name. Express the desire to align your intention with the will of God. This is the confidence. I think this is the next slide. This is the confidence. Yeah. Maybe not. Yeah, this is the confidence we have in approaching. This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. Pray in the will of God, and you will see amazing things. And God will show you what His will is. And it will be way beyond what you imagine it might be. And He's going to use you in a way greater than you ever thought He could, as you trust in His word and in His will today. What a great God we serve. Look to the Lord, it says in Chronicles, and His strength. Seek His face always. We're often asking, gimme, 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 asking from His hand. Seek His face. Gaze upon the face of Jesus. In Matthew it says, watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Wow, we need to pray. The Lord is near to all who call on Him, to all who call on Him in truth. And Paul says in Colossians, it's not on there, but he says, devote yourselves to prayer. That's to connect with heaven and to continually talk to God all day, every day, and throughout the day. The prayer of Jabez is a faithful submission to the establishment of God's will for our lives. I want to look at some lessons we can learn. But can we go to the next slide? Yeah, who knows this guy? Great man of God, great Bible teacher. Yeah? John Piper, okay? To pray like Jabez is to submit our lives to God as a blank canvas. Can you do that right now? And this is the prayer he writes. Lay hold on God for some great biblical vision for your life on this earth, and don't let go until you have it from His merciful hand. If you do that, it will transform your life forever. Lay hold on God for some great biblical vision for your life on this earth, and don't let go until you have it from His merciful hand. Scripture has many examples of how to pray. There's lots of prayers in the Bible, and just repeating them won't get anything done. But if we touch the throne of heaven, amazing things will be done, because all Scripture is God-breathed. That's why the Bible is different to any other book you will ever read. As you read it, ask God to help you understand it, and the Spirit, the author of the book, is with you, and you will be enlightened and see things. You think, whoa, why didn't I see this before? I'm seeing things all the time. What God is saying, God is doing, as I read His word, and you too, many of you are as well. Jabez was not using this prayer as a formula to get God to do something. But he was calling on God, reminding him of the promises over his life. So let's look at some of the meanings. The next slide, please. Some lessons to learn from this. Does anybody who know that lady is? Know that, who that lady is? Yeah, Jackie Pullinger. Great woman of God. I'll talk about her in a moment. But first of all, we see the person. We've seen the person. But this is what Jabez did. He cried out to the God of Israel. I've got somebody with the first prayer. Caroline, would you come forward? It would be nice than that. I know you're able to project your voice, but not everybody.
So the call upon the God of Israel. O God, you are the Holy One of Israel. You are powerful and mighty and have called us to be set apart, holy for you. Your holiness not only stretches over evil, but also leads us in knowledge, justice, mercy, goodness and love. Lord, your commands reveal your character. And we praise you today and ask that you cleanse us and remake us into the image of your Son through the power of your Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. It's good to pray, isn't it? And sometimes we don't know how to pray, so you can have a copy of that prayer if you would like it. But here's the prayer. Jabez, the person is God. He talks to God. He cried out to God. The very first thing Scripture tells us about Jabez is he cried out to God. Some people are crying out to false gods, false religions, false things. Some people are going to the stars and hoping that they'll get some information from there. Listen, I know the one who made the stars, who put the stars into place. Why should I try and read the stars when I know the one who made them? Jabez states God's lordship and headship over his life. You'll get answers to prayer when Jesus is Lord of your life. John Piper also said, God is the God of the whole earth and all the nations and all of history and all of life and culture and all the universe from one end of the galaxies to the other. Each of us was created to have a significant place in that great scheme. What is it? What do you pray for day in and day out about how you fit into that? And that's on this verse of Jabez. Let's pray it. Let's believe it for God to do something in our lives. Ask God to give us a heart like Jesus and increase the use of our lives to spread the gospel, acknowledging God's power and reign. Pray for the power of the Holy Spirit to be manifested, to be alive in you. Live out your life, his life through you. We see the petition, the plea. We're talking to God. This is so important. Oh, that you would bless me indeed. Can we say that together? Oh, that you would bless me indeed. Linda, you've got a reading for us. This is a prayer again on this thought of God blessing us.
Oh, that you would bless me indeed. Dear God, thank you for your great love and blessing over our lives. Thank you that your favour has no end. Would it last for our entire lifetime? Forgive us for sometimes forgetting that you are intimately acquainted with all of our ways, that you know what concerns us, and you cover us as with a shield. We ask for your guidance so that we might walk fully in your blessing and goodness today. We ask that your face would shine on us, that you would open the right doors for our lives and for our loved ones, that you would close the wrong doors and protect us from those we need to walk away from. Establish the work of our hands and bring to fulfillment all that you have given us to do in these days. We pray that you would make our way purposeful and our footsteps firm out of your goodness and love. Give us a heart of wisdom to hear your voice and make us strong by your huge favour and grace. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. That's a great prayer, isn't it, for us to pray before God. And so we see the plea. Jabez not only recognises God as the one and only true God, but he acknowledges that blessings come from God alone. Are you chasing some broken promise? Some broken blessing. The world entices us and the church falls prey to it sometimes, and they call it the prosperity gospel. Oh, give me, you know, if I give, I'll get. I remember somebody from a church in Bolton giving £15,000 to the church, believing that he would get, it was like an investment, and he'd get more than £15,000 back, and was devastated when it didn't happen overnight. I tell you, friends, if you're giving to get, you're giving in the wrong way. And if you're praying to get, it's praying to receive something, receive the blessing of God on your life. Pray for the power of the Holy Spirit to be manifested in your daily life. What I like about this is there's an O. Is there an O in your heart today? If you read the Psalms, there's plenty of O's. When did you last say, oh to God? Oh, is there an oh in your prayer? It's like an earnestness, a desperation. Blind Bartimaeus was a character in the Bible, in the Gospels, when Jesus was walking along one day in the Jericho area, and crowds of people were there, but this man was blind, and he was a beggar, he's in poverty. And he thought, well, he'd heard something about this man. He could heal the sick, he could raise the dead, he could walk on water, water into wine. I need to get to know him. So he shouted, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And people said, "Shut up, he's a rabbi, he's an important person, he don't want a beggar's going on like you're going on." So the guy said, "Son of David, have mercy on me." He was determined. It was an oh. And Jesus said, "What do you want me to do for you?" And he said that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said, "Go, your faith has saved you. Your faith has healed you." Oh, come to Jesus today, friends, with an oh in your heart, and you'll see God do something. There's some blindness in here, in people's hearts and minds. It doesn't have to be physical blindness, but Jesus right now is revealing things to you. You're seeing the Bible like you've never seen it before. You're hearing stories that are wonderful, age-old stories, but they're relevant for your life and my life today. Let the Holy Spirit quicken it to your heart today. Lord, open doors. Oh, close doors. Open now in the name of Jesus and receive the truth of the gospel. God's blessings are the real things that produce real effects. We can wish a blessing, but he commands a blessing. In Psalm 133, it says, when brethren, that means sister and as well, when brothers and sisters dwell together in unity, what happens? The Lord commands the blessing. Oh, that you would bless me. I can pray this prayer because I know we're in unity this morning, and you can pray this prayer. Let's say it together. Oh, that you would bless me indeed. Oh, yes, I put the indeed in. It's from the King James Version. I love it. Indeed, yes. And Jackie Pullinger, this woman, she had nothing, but she had a call of God on her life to share the good news with poor people or in a particular part of the world. And so she went without any backing of a church, without any backing of a missionary society. She was that age when I saw her. She's now 80, so that shows how old I am, doesn't it? Because it was a long time ago, and I remember hearing this amazing story. She went to Hong Kong, and she went to where the poorest of the poor were there. They were addicts, stuck on heroin, couldn't get off it. Nobody was helping them. She went to them and said, "In the name of Jesus, I cast you demon out." And they were set free and had no withdrawal symptoms. Again and again, this happened. The more she prayed, the more blessing came, the more answers happened, and the deliverance all over the place. And then she said that that's not enough. You now need to receive the power of the Holy Spirit. And so she prayed for the Holy Spirit to come upon them so they wouldn't go back to their old ways. And you today, whoever you are, you need the power of the Holy Spirit in your life. And she wouldn't stop praying until they spoke in tongues. So she prayed again and again, and they spoke in tongues, and served the Lord. A great work is being done in Hong Kong at this moment. Come on for Jackie Pullinger. Let's believe God can raise you up and send you somewhere to do his will and glorify his name in these days. That you would bless me. Jabez knew that God, that he knew, next slide, that God he believed in is the source of all blessing. For that reason, he asked God to bless him. He said this, or someone said, and these blessings are more than just material. They are material, but they're more than material. Oh, friends, they can be also spiritual. Blessings like good relationships. Who would like good relationships in their marriage, in their home, in their family, with their children, with their parents, with the congregation? Hallelujah. Oh, that you would bless us indeed in our relationships. Oh, that you would bless us. Who would like peace of mind? Any takers for this morning? Peace of mind. Oh, that you would give me peace of mind. That's a blessing, friend. That is beyond. You know, you can't earn this. You can't pay for this. You receive it and you ask God for it. Oh, that you would bless me with peace of mind and a compassionate heart. How we need a compassionate heart when people all around us are going to hell. People are dying. People are without hope. How we need to get out there and share with a compassionate heart the love. How these children in Kenya you, need our help, need our finance, just and need our prayers and need our letters so that they too will no longer be impoverished and we will know God will enlarge our hearts as we do these things. Wonderful. And a gentle demeanor comes when you ask God to bless you. That's what happens. Oh, God's so good. The provision. We've got a prayer for the provision as well. Wes, thank you.
God, would you begin enlarging my territory in all areas of life to claim it for your glory? Expand my borders and use my life to bring you honour and fame. Enlarge my influence in my workplace, my community, my home. May I bring you praise for all that you have done. Give me a deeper love for the lost and the broken of this world, and grant me access to be used mightily for you.
Oh, I tell you, friends, God's moving in this place. He wants us to receive his blessing. He wants our hearts to be enlarged. He wants our territory to be enlarged. It's wonderful. You see, it can say territory or border or coast, or the Amplified says property. Wow, that's amazing, isn't it? It includes everything, because God's concerned about everything in your life, every last detail of your life. God is interested in. Many think that Jabez is simply referring to physical land when asking God to multiply his territory. However, we look at the lineage of Jabez and we can understand that he's not merely speaking in terms of wealth and prosperity, but in terms of impacting the kingdom of God. He wanted his spiritual territory to increase, claiming generations, friends. We need to be generational thinking. We need to be passing on the baton to the next generation. Help us as we do that. You should be doing it. We all need to do it. Oh, do you need to claim or reclaim some of the land Satan has taken from you? Take back what is taken from you today. Receive it. Take it. Don't let the enemy fill you with failure. Let's think of the strength of God, the almighty strength of God. The territory of his heart expanded and it overflowed to those around him. The presence. Oh, I've been waiting to get to this point. The presence. We talked about it last week when we talked about Jesus cleansing the temple. So, Lucy, you're here. Okay, come on, Lucy. Let us have your prayer. But when they pray these prayers, say it with them. You know, think it with them. Say amen at the end.
So, if you agree with it. Your hand be with me. Thank you that you have set us free and that you are bigger than anything we face in this life. We lay our burdens before you. Every single one, for we know they're much safer in your hands than our own. God, may your hand guide me as I walk with you each step of the way. Help me to trust in your righteous right hand that strengthens and upholds me. Father God, lead me into the territory that you would have me claim for your righteousness. Amen.
Thank you. Oh, isn't that beautiful? Beautiful. Come on, folks, it says, your hand be with me. Let's all say it together. Your hand be with me. Dave preached a couple of weeks ago and talked about various areas of enlargement in the scriptures, quoting that one on Isaiah 54 verse 2. But he also talked about Jabez. And guess what I'm speaking on? Jabez. That was his last one. Oh, this word has been stirring in my heart since 1979 to bring it to you today. Jabez wanted God to be in every moment of his day. He understood the power of God's hand to lead him in the right direction. James, it'd be great to sing that plan song that you taught the young people at the end, because it fits in so well with this sermon this morning. You see, blessings will become curses if it is not God's hands providing and guiding. Doors can open up of opportunity, but it might not be God's door. You need that peace, the umpire of God in your heart that says, yeah, this is the way, walk in it. When you pray, request more than blessings and provision, but that God's hand would lead you through any circumstance and trial that comes your way. That is the greatest blessing. The greatest blessing of all is the person. This is our God. Hallelujah. His presence with you. This is amazing. Jesus promised his disciples, I will never leave you. never leave you nor forsake you, even to the end of the age. Oh, Jabez prayed this prayer because he knew that he needed God's help. Does anybody need God's help in their life today? This is the prayer for you, friends, this morning. Pray it through, pray it on a regular basis if you can, but don't be a parrot. Okay, parrots might earn money for missionaries sometimes when they quote the Lord's Prayer, but listen, you get the real message. He knew that God was all-powerful. Say, God is all-powerful. Oh, he's all-powerful. God is your strength, friends. The one who is all-powerful has all the strength you need today to do what he wants you to do. It's amazing. So he asked God's hand to be with him, to guide him into the right path and to hold him throughout his journey. In this line, Jabez recognizes that blessings can only be good things when it comes from God's hand. And sometimes his blessing don't look like blessing. They look like it's a menace. I was listening to Open Door the other day, and they were talking, not Open Door, that radio program, Christian Premiership? Premier Radio. Christian Radio, yeah, great. I was listening, and they were talking about Open Door, how, like, in, there's 70,000 Christians in prison. And North Korea is suffering starvation, and guess who's suffering the most? The 70,000 Christians. That doesn't seem like God's blessing, does it? But those people are praying for you and me more than we're praying for them. I was in tears as I heard Pastor Zachariah in Nigeria, and he was going on his journey, and he'd heard that there'd been some trouble at home, so he was on a mission, but he went home and he found these awful things. Every church was burnt out, homes were burnt down, and he got to his own home and it was burnt down. And Pastor Zachariah looked around, and what did he see? He saw the body of his wife and the body of his children. Doesn't look like God's blessing, does it? But I tell you, somehow all things work together for the good of those that love God and those who are called according to his purpose. So don't think blessing is bless me. It's not an easy ride, friends. If you're following Jesus, it's a tough deal because you're taking up your cross daily and you're following the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. But without God's hand leading and guiding us, the blessing would be a waste. They would not fulfill a good purpose. We sing, don't we, sometimes, he's got the whole world in his hand. You know what? He's got your hand in his hand as well. Not just the whole world, your hand. He holds you by your hand today. The protection. Prayer number 5. Maria. I felt a song coming then, but I thought I better not. And this is about the protection. Keep me from harm so that I will be free from pain. I'm not counting in my sermon the prayers. These people are taking, some are praying long.
Keep me from evil. Father God, we praise you for your love and faithfulness towards your children. We praise you for being a perfect, holy, trustworthy God that is bigger than all the evil we experience here on earth. We ask that you give us eyes to see when evil is before us, hearts to hate evil and the desire to flee from its presence. We ask that you would not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil and draw us closer to yourself. We ask for the long-expected Jesus to come quickly and make all things new. We ask these things in his precious name. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. This is lovely. Not only do we have his presence, but we have his protection. The name Jabez, some of you know, literally means pain. Fancy being called pain. I think God's going to touch some of you today because you've been called a name. Something is over you. And I don't know what it is, but God's going to lift it off you today. You've come in here with a heavy burden, but that burden is going to be lighter. My yoke is easy. My burden is light, said the Lord our God. The name Jabez, born in pain. His own mother named him this because of the pain she endured in labor. So guess what? You're all a load of pains. Because your mother bore you in pain, didn't she? Unless she was asleep. Wow, it's painful. I was there when Carol was giving birth to our first child. Wow. I thought we were the stronger sex. But wow, that is tough stuff going through that. No wonder she called him pain. You, pain. But can you imagine going through life His name, ironically meaning pain and sorrow, the Amplified says distress. Gets worse, doesn't it? What's over your life? What name's been said over you? The New International Encyclopedia says he seems to have lived in dread. Sorry, I forget to tell you where we're up to. Oh, you're well ahead of the game. That his name would be so prophetic. So he prayed about it, and God granted his request. God is in the business of taking curses off people today. He's in the business of healing minds, healing hearts. It's wonderful. I read in the New Bible Commentary this week, special attention is given to him because of his faith was triumphant over his name. Which, and listen to this, let me just say this again. Special attention was given to him because his faith was triumphant over his name, which was regarded as possessing almost magical power. Wow. Friends, there's sometimes demonic things that have been attached to us all our lives and we don't even know it because of what somebody said. It might have been your parents saying, "You're stupid, you." It might have been your mother saying, "You twisted my kidney." I was a child when my mother said, "You twisted my kidney." When I gave birth to you, I had a terrible time. So I went around in my life with this thing hanging over me that I twisted my mother's kidney. I felt really bad about it. Until one day, some of you might remember Andrew, the doctor. We called him Doc Andrew. And he was in this church. And I told him about what my mother had said. He said, "Rubbish. You never twisted her kidney. In fact, what is a twisted kidney? Never heard of that." So it was like a weight lifted off me, friends. I'd been cursed, but not in a cursed way, like a witch cursed me. It was my mother, but she wasn't a witch. Very nice. But even good people can say stupid things, can't they? Perhaps it is that today somebody said something over you. Sticks and stones will break my bones. But they do, don't they? Names do hurt. And if somebody said you're clumsy, you'll always be. You'll never make the grade. You'll never live up to it. You'll never keep the faith. Friends, I think this is exactly what God wanted me to say to you today, because he wants people to be delivered. He wants people to be set free from things that have hindered them for years. And you will go on in the freedom of Jesus today. It's like the Lord's opening the prison doors. He's setting you free, and you will not have trouble with that anymore. You'll have a new confidence. You'll have a new spring in your step. You'll go on for Jesus in a way that you've not been able to till this moment of time. One pastor I was listening to the other day, Andrew Stanley, great guy in America, fantastic preacher, and yet he came to a place where he was seeking God's will, and he didn't know what God was saying. It was easy in the past. He knew the church needed it, this needs it, that, but something in him, he couldn't move on. So he got pastors around him. Sometimes you need people to come around you, and they pray for him. And they said, "Put your head on the table." I thought they were going to chop it off the way you said it. "Put your head on the table." Put his head on the table. And you know what they did? They prayed for him. And they said, "Oh, it's Stanley. Stanley, you had no father. But God is your father." And suddenly, something lifted off him. He's been a pastor for about 20 years. But this lifted off him, knowing that God was his father in a way he'd not realized before, because he'd not had a good earthly father. He needed help. Perhaps you need help today in some area of your life. There's an allusion then to this name, that he would keep him from evil, from the designs of the enemy, that they might not hurt him, might not grieve him, might nor make him, make Jabez a man of sorrow. Jesus became the man of sorrows, that you don't need to be a man or a woman of sorrow. How good is that? He took the pain. On that cruel cross, he took the shame. All that shame and guilt that you felt, it was nailed to the cross. And you don't need to bear it anymore. He took it for you. He took it for me. It lifts off you today in his name. The last thing here is that he is, we go to the next one, is the promise keeper. Listen to this. And God, let's read this together. And God granted him his request. Oh, you're going to pray the prayer here, all of you. How many have got a prayer that's been answered? I want you to tell me now. Who's had one-liners? Okay, one-liners, Reggie. One-liners. Okay. God's answered a prayer. Yes, Tina. I need a runner. Where's when you need?
My youngest son thought he couldn't have children, and so there's been prayers on this. He's not only his girlfriend's now pregnant. I was after a granddaughter, and I've ended up with the prayer answered. I am getting a granddaughter. I've got lots of grandsons, but no granddaughters. And so, answer to prayer, yeah.
Wow, come on.
I received the book, Jabez Prayer, a long time ago. I prayed it day in, day out for a good few months. And the next minute, I was in America in Bible college. God took us out of this country over to America just to receive his teaching to come back to give out. So Jabez Prayer does work.
Great. Thank you. Good.
Yeah, I get to see pictures quite a lot now for decades. And as you were talking, I saw all this windblown seed. So I loved gardening. I'm very much a green person. And I saw seedlings blowing everywhere. And I thought, I love plants so much, I see them growing in abundance and fragrance every year. And I think the prayer was, the thought came to me, this is like the prayers inspired by Jesus. They will find fertile ground, they will germinate and grow. And you will never know intergenerationally how much you would go with your children. Many of the children here, I feel, will carry God's word forward for generations to come. So your prayer has great power. You think of these seedlings, God takes care of them. And when spring comes, we see the glory and the abundance. So it's doing it under the midst of it, the power of prayer.
That's fantastic. Amen. Hallelujah. Is that it? Nobody else had an answer to prayer? Right, come on. Oh, yes. Have I met you before? No? What's your name?
George.
This is George. Say hello to George. And what's your name?
Joy.
Joy, are you together today? Did you come at the same time? Yeah, yeah, okay. Isn't that great? Joy and George. That's like a pub, isn't it? Really good.
Yeah, so I was praying for my students, my tutees last summer whilst in Ireland, so that they would pass their GCSE results in mathematics. And all five of the tutees that I taught last year received outstanding pass grades and are now moving on to the next stages of their careers.
Whoa! Fantastic! Right. He is a prayer answering God. Oh God, our God, granted him his request. Receive the blessing of God on your life. We learn to submit our ways and our will to God and pray like Jabez. We will begin to see God move in mighty ways. What are you praying for today? Let's pray. And I'm going to read the last prayer as the band come up. And if you need prayer, come out to the front and we'll pray for you. Pray that God will heal you and touch you and bless you. Thank you, Lord. Mine's going to have to be. Did it fall? Oh, yeah, that's the one. Oh, sorry, I asked Joanna to.
Father, you are God of the universe and my creator. All creation and all I am exist to honour you. Thank you for delivering me from evil and restorative of bliss, setting my feet on a firm foundation of your truth. Mould me in a heart like Jesus, compassionate and forgiving, with the talents and gifts and tasks that you have set upon my shoulders. May my diligent work spread truth of Christ to many who live without hope. Use my life to serve your purposes. By the power of the Holy Spirit living in me, may I properly reflect the love of Jesus. Protect me from evil and deliver me from temptation. Forgive me for my continual sin and heal me completely. Bless my life with your provision and protection. In Jesus' name, amen.